I couldn't even make it to a coffee shop. And it ended up teaching me one of the biggest lessons about change. So if you've been telling yourself, if I can't do it perfectly, I won't do it at all, this episode of Now What is going to change the way you think. Welcome to the podcast where we stop over-explaining your life and start changing it. I'm therapist Amy Neufeld, and this is Now What. The other day, I made a deal with myself. I was going to leave my house during the workday, walk down the street, around the corner, get a cup of coffee, and be amongst people. Not because I desperately needed coffee. I never desperately need coffee. I'm a decaf drinker. But I had realized how easy it was to go through almost an entire day without really entering the outside world. I see people all day, but they are my clients. And I work exactly 12 and a half steps from my house, so my entire world can quietly become my office, my schedule, and whoever is coming in next. I had been feeling the effects of that, a little flat and overly absorbed in the day. I was disconnected without necessarily recognizing it as disconnection. The coffee shop felt easy. It was small and it was doable. And that is my thing. Small, doable steps create lasting change. So I just walk over, order something, maybe say hi to someone I knew, which would be very likely to run into somebody I know in this small town. Or maybe I'd say hi to someone I didn't know while in line. Then I'd walk home, done. So I get out there, I turn the corner, and I see that the coffee shop is packed. And immediately I was like, nope, absolutely not. This was interesting. Because the entire point of the outing was to be around people. I wanted people, but apparently only in a very specific quantity, like a light sprinkling of people, maybe background people, people that I could wave at without having to stand behind 12 of them waiting for coffee. So I did. I bailed on the coffee shop. Okay, fine. But I wasn't going to walk home. I still had a mission. So I thought, you know, the beach is right across the street. I'll go there. I can see the ocean. I can get some sunlight. There'll be people there for sure. So it's still going to count. I just needed to pivot. Then I'm walking. So I go across a busy street and I start to head down like a little bit of a slope to the street leading to the beach. And I see people, like a lot of people, a crowd of people. And once again, I was like, absolutely not. So I abort the second plan too. I now had rejected the coffee shop for having people and rejected the beach for having people during an outing I had specifically designed to expose myself to people. So I walk back up the street and on to the busier street, which I turn on to walk home. And at this point on this busy road, I was counting people driving past me in their cars as social exposure. Look at me out here in the community, waving to the cars. No, I did not wave to the cars, but I really was thinking, okay, this is exposure enough. And you know what? At that point, I could have gone home and I could have decided, oh man, that did not work, or I'm ridiculous. I could not even complete one small outing. I'll just try again another day. It's often what we do. We create one version of what counts. And when we cannot do that version, we abandon the goal entirely. We make the plan so specific that when life or our own nervous system doesn't cooperate, there's nowhere else to go except failure. But in that moment, I actually did something different. I adjusted again. I was walking down that busy road and another outlet street to the beach came upon me. I looked at the water. I felt the sun and the air, and I stayed for a few minutes. It was not the coffee shop. I did not sit amongst people. I did not make these sparkling conversations with the townspeople, but I got outside, I moved, I saw the ocean, and I was near human life. I kept adjusting until I found the version I could do. That might have been the most important part of this whole outing. I came home with renewed energy, and I hadn't done anything dramatic. I didn't take a mental health day. I didn't go away for the weekend or restructure my entire life. I was only gone for a short amount of time. In fact, I only had a short amount of time. I was getting this little thing done in between my clients. I did interrupt my loop in that short amount of time. It didn't take something big. When we spend hour after hour moving between the same rooms, the same tasks, and the same thoughts, our world can quietly start to feel like the size of whatever is happening inside our head. Going outside reminds you that there's more happening. There are waves. There are strangers buying coffee. There are people heading toward the beach in numbers that I personally find excessive. There's cars passing. There's sunlight. There's an entire world that has nothing to do with the email you need to answer or the thought that you've been circling around for the past 3 hours. I didn't necessarily need a big social interaction. I needed just to re-enter the world. So sometimes we correctly identify what we need, but choose a version of it that's just too big or simply wrong for that particular day. You might need movement, not a workout, or connection, but no, you don't need some big, huge party to walk into. You might need some rest, but not an entire day in bed. Maybe you need fresh air, but you don't have to go on a long, huge super hike to get it. Maybe you need a change of scenery, but no. You don't have to book a vacation to get it. We tend to think there are only two choices. Do the thing as planned or don't do it. But there's often a third choice. Adjust. Not force yourself. Not shame yourself. Not let yourself completely off the hook either, though, okay? You just need to ask, what is the version I can do? Like, maybe you plan to meet friends, but do not have the energy for the whole evening. Could you meet one person for 20 minutes? Maybe you plan to exercise and cannot face that big workout. Could you walk around the block? Maybe your house feels like it's closing in on you, but going somewhere feels really busy and overwhelming. Could you sit on the front step or drive with the windows down? Maybe just walk to the end of your street. Maybe you need connection, but do not want a conversation. Could you go somewhere people are without requiring yourself to interact completely? The question is not always, can I make myself do what I planned? Sometimes it's, what was I hoping this would give me? And what's another way I could get a little of that. I wanted light and air and movement. I wanted a break in my routine, and I did want contact with the outside world. The quieter beach gave me enough of those things to shift my state. Sometimes the way we feel is big. So we assume the answer has to be big too. But maybe you don't need to solve the whole problem in one moment. Maybe you just need to interrupt it. Walk outside, change rooms, look at the sky, stand near people without talking to them. Go toward the coffee shop and then, if necessary, dramatically flee from the coffee shop. No, you don't need to dramatically do anything, but you can adjust. I want you to keep adjusting until you find the version you can do, because the smaller version is not necessarily the lesser version. Sometimes it is the version that actually gets you back into your life. So now what? Think about the one thing you have been meaning to do because you know it would help, but the version in your head feels like too much. What's the smaller, quieter, more doable version? Not the perfect version and not the impressive version. The version you can actually do today. Now go out and try it. And if it doesn't work, adjust. All right. Practice it. I'll see you next week. The Now What podcast is purely for entertainment and education purposes and shall not be used in place of your individual therapy.